And welcome to the Willoughby Fishbowl. I am Brett here with Sal and Dave and our special guest host, Mike Saucy Searinger. Say hi, Mike. Mike, say hi.
Betty White's a champ.
Betty White's a champ.
Good evening, everybody.
So Betty White's a champ. Cool. Okay, so let's get right to it. We want to start off with some news today. First off, we want to say thank you to Mr. Brian Dawkins, retired after 16 NFL seasons with the Eagles and the Broncos. So way to go. Hopefully you get the Hall of Fame call. We'll see. Don't hit the Browns player so hard next time. Thank you. All right, next little tidbit of news. Meta World Peace, Mr. I like to elbow people in the face.
A.K.A. Ron Artest.
7-game suspension for the unintentional elbow to James Harden's face. His face in the face. Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Dumbass. Hey, he came out of nowhere. Come on.
What the fuck was the last piece of news?
Man cover.
Oh, yeah, that was it. Okay, and finally, like I said before, the Transformer beat the human being in the Madden cover. I said it was unfair. I said last episode.
Quailback.
I said it was unfair. It was an unfair
advantage. Beat the
quailback. When you can transform from a human to a transformer to a car, it's unfair. Why do you think he scored so many touchdowns? That's why. So,
whatever,
congratulations, man. Calvin Johnson. Sucks for anyone who drafts him on the fantasy team next year. You can all fuck yourself. Okay, so, sorry, Dave. Moving on, let's get right to it. Let's hop into the fishbowl. This is our pre-draft episode, so we're going to try to limit the sports because that's what Sunday's for. Go Browns.
Go Jets.
What the fuck is there two for? God damn it.
That was breakdown first round of NFL draft. Thank you, Mike. That is Sunday. Mike, that is Sunday.
I did not do that.
That's his brother.
My brother. Stefanik, that's Sunday. Thank you. Dick. Girls falling through sidewalk. Awesome. Searinger gets the first topic on the show. He's the first topic.
It's the greatest topic ever right now.
Why don't you lead us in there, Mike?
I don't even know what happened, so.
Explain.
Okay, so apparently this Asian girl was walking down the street, and all of a sudden she just fell through the sidewalk.
Magically.
Magically.
Literally fell through the sidewalk. He's not joking. He's serious.
Is she a mutant?
Through the sidewalk. So the rumor, what happened was, is the guy that apparently covered it didn't fill in the hole.
Is a moron.
So, you know, all our roads, all the people.
Big hole right in front of her?
But, no, there wasn't a hole. Like, it was covered over. It was, the actual same stuff she was walking on, it was covered with that. And bitches walking on her cell phone, all of a sudden, whoo, gone. Like
of course on her cell phone.
Like you're in a video game and you fall through one of, the death traps, and all of a sudden your dude's just gone.
Maybe she wasn't worried on her cell phone. She might have paid attention and saw it.
It was like Harry Potter came to life and made her disappear. She was just like, poof, gone. But, on a good note, a taxi driver did stop, run up to the hole, and stare into it for about a good 5-6 seconds, looking to see if
she
was,
did he say
she
puts the lotion on her skin?
Looking to see if...
I was waiting for that.
No.
I was wondering who was going to say it.
He was looking to see if she fell to, like, America or something. But... puts the lotion on its skin, really, Dave.
So she did survive. We don't know if she put the lotion on her skin or not. So information to come on that.
After the fall, I'm guessing she had to put some type of lotion on her skin.
Maybe a cast or two.
Cast, lotion, any of those.
Did they say how deep the hole was that she fell into or what?
Just want to say thank you, tax dollars, on that one.
Yeah.
How does deepest fuck sound?
Sounds like a pretty deep hole.
Did she hit China?
Inappropriate.
She was in China, bro. She hit America.
Oh, it was in China.
Yeah,
okay.
Dude. Yeah, dude. That's why we knew she was okay. She popped out in Milwaukee. That's how we knew she was okay.
Nice.
Milwaukee. That's where it connects. Note to self.
Maybe Mexicans are going
to
find it easier.
Hey, it does. You know how I know that? I played The Sims, all right? It says so. Thank you.
Yes, I'll know when you go to China.
Shoot a game.
Hey, border jumpers, make some holes and cover out.
Yeah, why would you not cover the hole? Like really?
And we thought our city workers were bad.
Don Balog, if you're listening, China, that's where it's at. They need help. They need help, just saying. Next topic.
Uh-oh, this looks like a fun one.
Nice. Hunger Games video game. I know, I'm going to go into it. I was wondering if anybody had anything to say. Anything? Any ideas what it would be? Anybody?
I'm waiting for your question.
What is it?
Question.
Like? It'd be like James Bond, Man with the Golden Gun idea, essentially.
N64 version?
Not Man with the Golden Gun, because you could get armor and stuff.
I guess, but more than likely, if you get hit with something, you're probably going to be dying, more than likely.
Not true.
So are you going to guilt
pretty
me
sure
into
she gets burned and PETA gets...
because they can't eat?
She gets burned and then gets the stupid...
Yeah, okay, so that happens in the game.
Thing, okay?
PETA gets magical healing lotion out of fucking nowhere in the middle of the movie.
I feel like it would be very hard to do.
I'm not saying it would be hard to do, but I'm saying it'd be awesome.
You have a brain.
Oh, wow, you have to have a brain to make video games. Never would have guessed that. Would you two have guessed that? You have to have a brain to make video games?
Thank you. Anyways, I never would have guessed that.
You don't need a brain to think them up.
If you're Japanese, then
obviously.
No. Because it's natural. But if you're American, yes, you need some sort of a brain.
If your name has Aki in it, you lucked out.
You're good.
So go you. No, but I just random levels. You'd have like so many scenarios. The bushes would change each time. All random. You could learn how to
eat
berries. No, dumb fuck. Not even cool.
That's magic.
Is not cool at all.
I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna end after this on this topic because I'm not a fan of it. Because Hunger Games is like a guilt trip. You know, I don't want to be guilted in because somebody has to fight for food. I'm sorry. That's what that movie's about.
Yeah, but we're talking about a video game about people that we don't know fighting for food. That makes it
so
cooler.
You're going to be
that's
Ethiopia and give a guy
right
a donut.
There. That's all of Africa, by
so I'm
going to
roll a donut down a hill and watch somebody get it. That's what you're telling me. That's
you, don't
video
get,
game.
You don't get food till after. Dick.
That's how I feel on the Hunger
face.
Games. So I'm going
to
add my topic.
They
feast
on before they went, though. Just to
well, yeah,
up.
You get food before you go.
Yeah,
but
the
then
people
you get,
that are
going to
die
you,
in the arena.
You become a millionaire afterwards.
You get your last meal before. Every prisoner gets their last meal.
Yeah, people on death row get their last meal. They don't have to fight for it. They're like, here you go. Sorry.
It'd be kind of cool if they actually used the characters, and you could like pick the character and be like Cat and sort of had that ability.
That totally ruins my idea.
Well.
Okay.
It does.
So what's your idea?
It does. No, you make everything random, and then you make it where the characters. I have this whole argument online was about age, exclude age, so make it where you could have a 4'2". Like
72
girl who can climb up. Yeah, no, the age is irrelevant, so they'd all be 18. So you have like a 4'2" girl who can climb up to the top of trees, but when you get like the 6'5" Dave, he can't climb up trees. He falls. Advantage. There's
the
advantage
to
everything.
Age, though. That's the whole point.
You don't have to have age.
That there's a 12-year-old and an 18-year-old, and 18-year-olds were going on slaying everybody.
But he's saying you eliminate the age from the equation. Just
I know what
just
he's saying.
And then
you just
put it in there.
That's awesome. That's
I'm saying, okay, how are you going to do it? If you had age, and how are you going to do it? I'll wait. Till tomorrow.
I'll be the 18-year-old dude, and I'll just kill the little
12-year-old exactly
girls.
My point.
See, he's only going to kill girls, apparently.
Because he's stupid. And then watch. He's going to
he can't fight any
he's
man,
gonna get
apparently.
Arrowed in the face because he doesn't pay attention. And then he's going to eat some berries and then die from that. So
yeah, probably die from the berries.
Yeah, he'd die from the berries. You really don't like Hunger Games, bro?
I hate it.
You're stupid.
It's a guilt trip.
It's not a guilt trip.
I think it's a guilt trip.
I don't like the actual story. I like the event. The event is awesome.
This is what I don't like about the Hunger Games, and this is my piece. Because the books all came out in 2008, and nobody had heard of them until they decided to make a movie.
Lord of the Rings? What? What'd you
I never said I liked the Lord of the Rings.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying Lord of the Rings is the same way.
But that happens quite a bit, though.
It does happen.
So, but that's what I'm saying. I'm just not about the
all
hype.
All the time. Game of Thrones.
Just not about the hype.
Hey, it's a good show.
I'm not saying it's not a good show, but I'm saying it's the exact same point. Happens with everything.
Okay, so, I mean, it doesn't mean I have to like it.
No, I'm not saying you have to like it. I'm just saying it happens with everything.
Right.
So how are you going to hate it just because of it? So you hate Lord of the Rings?
No, I hate how people build it up to a point when they didn't even know. Like, did you honestly know they came out in 2008?
No, but if I ever would have heard about the book, I would have read it before the movies came out. The movies just helped.
That's bullshit, because I know you don't read.
Shenanigans.
Bullshit.
I call bullshit on this. I have all
I went
three
to high school with
books.
You. I know you don't read.
I didn't read then.
You don't read now either.
I read.
What book did you read that was more than 300 pages?
Nice. Three Harry Potter books, one Hunger Games, one Lord of the Rings. I'm still working on the other two.
It's good. Two of them are just talking, so me and Dave should just start talking to each other.
Okay, so, wait, I'm just giving you my opinion on it.
I'm not saying that, but you're saying you automatically hate Lord of the Rings because the books came out and then they made a movie later.
I never liked Lord of the Rings to begin with. I never read the books, and I didn't like the movies.
Moving on.
Move on.
Thank God.
Moving on. I think this is yours, Searinger. Whose is this?
Probably mine if you can't read it, but...
That's Sal's.
What is that? That is not mine at all, but
I think it
could be Fife's, maybe. But
oh,
he's not here.
Fife, this topic's fucking stupid.
Moving on.
Suck. Yeah. Next.
Next.
Can't read it.
You're an idiot
can't
if you listen to this.
Fife, did you go to Kent State? I'm just curious.
Ah, that's a topic I should have wrote down.
What week will Tim Tebow start?
We did that last time.
Okay, let's do it again really quick. Sal?
Week 4.
Hopefully never.
I didn't ask.
Unless Sanchez breaks his leg, he won't start.
That's a lie. Week 4. Seeinger.
After he loses his virginity. Which is week 1.
Isn't that one of those things you talked about in, like, a paradox? Isn't that a paradox, the thing they talked about in Back to the Future? That crushes
so,
the space-time continuum.
Yeah.
Tebow loses his virginity.
When he admits it, then
I'm going,
start.
I'm going week 6. Week 6.
I hope to God not.
He's going to accept it.
Then I'll have 10 weeks to not watch football.
You could be a Browns fan those 10 weeks.
Oh, God.
Okay,
head first.
So the question, is bugging other teams' locker rooms cheating, or did you outsmart people?
What do you mean by
I
that?
I know whose topic it is. So
I believe that's
it.
A good strategy.
But what do you mean by bugging other teams' locker rooms?
The fuck do you think I mean about bugging other teams' locker rooms?
Where they're talking the allegation.
Okay, I'm not saying
like
bugging as in putting
them,
a caterpillar
like,
in there.
No, it's not the kind of bug I'm talking about the other bug.
Yeah, they
like,
put a hive of
like
bees in there,
so.
So, like, you're
going
to put it on a plate where you can shake it every 5 minutes to fuck with them? I don't understand.
No, it's basically tapping, you know, wiretapping the other.
That's what I was asking. I was clarifying the word bug. Idiot.
You made it sound like caterpillar.
I believe it's a good strategy. You're trying to get the upper hand.
It's a good illegal strategy, unfortunately.
Good strategy.
Is there a legitimate rule in the rule book? I don't know if they have a specific rule.
But there's also rules in the United States rules.
Dave, it's called
hence why the government's looking into it.
You know, the United States has rules, really. I didn't know that.
We have rules. We don't have laws. Laws are for pussies. We have rules.
Kind of like guidelines. They're not laws.
Yeah, they're guidelines.
Yeah, and they're not really rules. They're more or less guidelines. But the U.S. rules, for them to take effect, you have to be a U.S. citizen.
So what if you have a Japanese player on an NFL team? Then can he bug it?
Then that's good for baseball because you get these players coming around with fake names, so they're technically not real people, you know, like Fausto Corona.
No, it's Ramon Herrerian Hernandez.
Fausto,
yes,
I'm sorry for that low
Fausto.
Blow. I'm sorry for that low blow. Hey, you'll be starting when you come back because Jimenez sucks. You'll be starting. Ubaldo's out in fucking left field.
Well,
with Shelly
Ubaldo
Duncan.
Really
you'll be
just
starting when you
Ubaldo.
Get back.
They gave up so much. He'll start. He has to start.
Yeah, well, he'll start sucking dick like he's doing, and then
he's
so
restarts.
Off topic.
Off
so
topic.
Off topic.
Move on.
Yeah, way off topic.
Move on.
Is it so? We all think okay. We're really quick. Let's go around. Sal, cheating or smart?
Cheating.
Smart.
It's cheating.
I think it's smart cheating. I'm dead serious.
It's smart until you get caught.
It's smart until you get caught. It's like robbing a fucking bank. It was awesome until you get caught, and then you're screwed. You're not the Joker. You know you're going to get caught. It happens. Okay, next topic. I'm going to have to do so much editing. Oh, my God. Next topic, relationships. Whose fault is it when it fails? Yeah, I just said the damn topic.
Sal's.
Wow.
At
least the new guy said it.
That is a good point. The new guy brought it up.
High five.
It's always the woman's fault.
No, but... It's all situational. It's really that's kind of an unanswerable question because it's all situational.
No, I got an answer for it.
Not true.
Alcohol.
No.
That's not true.
Yes. It's not my fault if I get drunk and she takes advantage of me.
I'd really have to chalk it up to
mother-in-law's
vagina. It's vagina's fault because 95% of the time, dude cheats on the chick because of the vagina. Dude's just trying to get something. It happens.
But what if he's getting something?
Do you think
and he still
kicked
does
off
it?
For saying too many explicit words?
Hopefully not.
Hopefully not. It's
okay,
horrible,
but Brett,
horrible
you said
episode.
It's the vagina, right?
Yes.
So what happens if he is getting some?
From
and
whom?
He still cheats. Let's say he's with a girl and he's still getting some regularly.
He's not
and
getting
he
enough
cheats.
Then.
Or she ain't good
like,
enough.
What do you define as
obviously,
enough?
Girl, I never heard the song Three Way. And he's just done. He's just done right there. He's just not trying hard enough.
I still blame alcohol.
I can blame a lot of things.
It's all situational. All depends.
True. Moving on.
Kind of yes, kind of no.
But in Sal's situation, it is Sal, like Mike said.
Yeah, it's Sal, like you just said.
Thanks.
Love you. Really? I'm stupid. Canucks, Penguins, Blackhawks, all out after the first round. Opinions? We're not in Canada.
Who cares?
No, okay. That was good.
What
were the seeds?
I don't even
know. Canucks were a 1. The Blackhawks were a 5, which is low for them, and the Pens were a 4.
The Canucks thing's messed up.
The Canucks is messed up, but Crosby, think about this, though. Crosby with the Pens, though, he was out for like half a season.
Yeah, but still.
He was out for more than half, I thought, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was out for like almost
half. Yeah, he was out for more. The Blackhawks, you're looking at defending. They were champs 2 years ago.
Let's look at it this way. It was bad that the Canucks went out, and aren't the Bruins about to go out? Are they going to game 7?
The Bruins were, they're in game 7 right now. The Bruins won last year. I think they're still tied. They're tied 1-1 after 2 right now with the Caps.
Fuck Boston.
So I hope Boston loses, but I hate
Washington. I think it is crazy that the Canucks went out. If they're 1 seed,
I thought the Penguins were a bigger one, probably. A lot of people were talking about the Penguins.
But, I mean, you got to think, those are, I mean, 2 definite champions in the last 4 years. And then the run the Canucks made, being the 1 seed losing to the Kings.
Yeah.
And it wasn't losing. They lost 4-1.
A.K.A. getting obliterated.
Exactly. So
here's the thing. If a 1 seed's going to lose, that 8 seed better win a championship.
We'll find out. They got the Blues in the second round.
Only thing that pissed me off about when, like, NCAA tournament, when, like, a 14 wins, they're like, oh, yeah, cool, we beat 3. Yeah, and then you lost a fucking 11 next round, you tards. What are you doing?
What about the two number 2s, like the Duke and Missouri that lost out? There were 2s
in
the first
round. Yeah, the
teams
lost the next round.
Yeah. That sucks.
Nobody's Alyssa who picks Norfolk State to win 2 games all of a sudden out of nowhere. And then it's like, oh, I had Lehigh written down and you can see it, but she erased it. Nope. Yeah, 4 people on the planet picked that. No,
well,
those
4 people were right, even
terrible,
though they didn't
like,
mean to.
Okay, you're obviously winning the game for a reason. There's no way you matched up so well that you beat a 2 seed. Then how come you're going to pop in and you're going to be like, oh, it's a 10 seed. Oh, we just got smashed. Xavier just whooped us. Heaven forbid. Tell those fucking luck.
I forgot Xavier played hockey.
I'm talking about NCAA basketball.
In general, it just proves the point. It doesn't matter what you are. It's who shows up.
That's all playoffs is. Who's ready to play?
I take
the
it
point
more.
Is in the
I take
season
it more
to make
in
it to the playoffs and then play in the playoffs.
I take it more in playoffs though, especially when you have series.
Right.
To come in and win like that, because that's 4-1. It's not a 1-game thing. 4-1, which is nice.
And it's not they went to 7 games.
How do you think the Giants won? They just played in the playoffs.
They just got lucky.
But
they didn't do that well in the season.
They
just showed up in a wild card game. We're like, oh, look, we won. Yay. High five. I'm Eli and I suck. We're not going to get into that.
Next one.
We'll get into that.
At some point,
we'll
probably get to that.
I'm not even saying that. Just, it's not worth the half an hour debate.
That I'll win. And I have my paper with me. We'll save that for Sunday. This is Brown's record for 2012-2013. Save it for Sunday.
2 wins? 3 wins?
Projected
exactly
or what I
save
hope.
It for Sunday.
Actual or
well,
what I
obviously
hope.
Obviously, hope is a different story. But
okay, relegation in American sports. For those of you who don't know what relegation is, Sal, obviously.
I barely passed English. What do you expect? I'm an accountant.
It's when the bottom teams of the league get moved to the league below.
Oh, in soccer.
So, yes. Like, going from major leagues to
AAA. I get what you're saying.
Yeah. If you take a... But then,
yeah, no, I know how it works in soccer.
What do you think there is any American sport it would work for? And also, do you think that, like, I would... So hard to say what it works for.
Can we throw
football.
Poker into that?
No.
Whoever sucks at poker can just go down to a different league.
I can think of one sport it would for sure work in. I'm not even positive it would work in it. I can think of 2. No, I can think of 1 for sure, 1 maybe, 1 quite possible.
Which would be?
NBA, what? I think it would really work
that's
in.
That's my first choice.
I really think it would work if you cut the league down. Because they want to cut, like, they want to cut the league anyway. So say you add, NBA is 30 teams, right? Mm-hmm. Add 10 teams to the league. Okay. Cut it in half. 20 and 20. Top 3 and top 3. Bottom 3 and top 3 switch every year. It'll give
would you do the draft all the same, though? Or how would you work the draft in there?
Yeah, it would make
The draft would be weird because you could do it one of two ways. You could do it where they both have a separate draft, and the guys going in have to pick which draft they go into. Kind of like soccer. People have to pick which league they go into the draft in. Or you could do it where they all draft, and the bottom teams from the second league get the first pick. But then you're talking that's 40 guys.
See, I figured it would be really hard on a bunch of different levels.
No, I figured it would be completely easy in basketball.
Basketball is the only one I can think it makes a little bit of sense, but the other one...
I don't think you could add teams in basketball and cut it.
Yeah. You're adding, and the reason I think it would work in basketball is because you're not adding teams to L.A. or New York. You're adding teams to cities like Cincinnati, cities like Pittsburgh, cities like Boise, Idaho. You're adding teams to cities that they can keep sucking.
That no one wants to go to.
But well, I was gonna say,
but they
the
want
thing.
Sports teams.
It's about money, though. Are the markets in those
the teams
cities.
Will make money.
You know, it'd be awesome to see
not
Dwayne Wade go down to the second league and not be up there. I'd love to see that.
But imagine
what happens when your team gets kicked out of the next league. Let's say the Cavs suck for the next 2-3 years or whatever. Then they get kicked out of the league.
No, it's 1 year.
Or whatever, 1 year.
You get moved down, and then the bottom three from the top league get down.
It's like
here's the thing.
You
trade three teams
every
year.
The reason it would work is because Cleveland fans would be like, oh, well, now the Cavs have a chance to win a championship. It might be in the second league, but we still have a chance to win a championship.
If it's not the first
league.
So
it's a glorified 33rd.
If you have a double championship where the... with a team from both leagues go against each other.
I thought about that. I really thought about that.
Honestly, you know what I can
hard.
Really see it happening in? NCAA sports, like NCAA football. Take them out of a Division I to go down.
No, because
then
they'd relegate teams
that
don't deserve to go down. That's exactly how NCAA would do it.
They have the FBS, and then they have Division I.
But I'm saying, like, if you do it that way, like, you can get the Appalachian State, who's, you know, competed against some top-level teams. Maybe they'll move in up. Like, that, I can see that working in that sense of there, but I don't see it working in any pro style.
But that fudges up the size, because NCAA is based off of school size.
Yeah. That's the problem.
It's based off of enrollment.
I know, but I'm
talent.
Saying that's the only thing I could see it working
and
with.
You're talking NCAA.
Just because
is,
there's so many teams, it's easier to
NCAA
like,
is 500
out.
Teams. Basketball's 30, maybe 40.
Yeah, I just don't, I don't no, see I it see working with
I
anything.
I see what you're trying to say, but like there's.
I get
you,
I get your point. Yeah, but another sport that I really thought about it and I really struggled with it because I think in a way it could work, but at the same time I think it can't is baseball.
I think that would be like even more impossible than football.
No, there's no way.
Would you
no, because you'd just
if,
be adding.
Divided by payroll, then divided by payroll if you're going to do two leagues.
Well, you would.
You wouldn't do two leagues in baseball. You'd leave baseball exactly how it is. You'd relegate teams from the majors to AAA and from AAA to the majors. The only reason it would be weird is because the Yankees would be able to have, like, all four teams in the major leagues.
You know what you could do is
it'd be weird, but.
What you could do is regulate American to national and make one of the actual big league the other one the other way. You could probably do it that way.
That's tough. How are you going to tell really team? That's tough.
I'm just saying that's the way you could have done it.
That's the way I figured it out in baseball. I think basketball is the where it could work the best. Because you could have – and then you have smaller market teams that are – they're playing for more than just like the Cavs.
Or the Kings.
The Cavs are playing and they're just like, oh, well, whatever happens, and we lose, we get a draft pick. Then the next year, all of a sudden, you're playing for a championship. Yeah. You might not get the major one, but eventually you can get there. But for now, you're kind of tiding over a city in a way.
It'd be definitely an interesting way to do it.
I think
that'd be the only sport I could see it possibly working in.
But maybe someday. Maybe someday we'll get to that point in sports. But right now, I don't think it's happening at all.
Football, we'd have to have like 54, and it's technically bringing cities that have no teams. Where the people don't leave, it's bringing in money for them. And it's bringing in more money to the NBA. Because the NBA would run everything.
You just got to find the right cities for the markets, that's all.
Yeah, which, I mean, with basketball, just pick a fucking city, who cares? Okay, next topic. Obama picture with a student at a Colorado bar. Is there a middle finger in this one?
I really hope there is, no. This is one that I found on the iPad.
Dude's Let's just being here. Nice. He's just being
dude,
a picture.
Dude the chick
nice.
Looks like her mouth's open like she wants to, like, blow somebody.
Dude, he's the president. If she doesn't want to blow him, there's a problem.
That's the picture? She's just shocked the fact that she saw Obama?
Allegedly. I wonder if he was drunk. He looks like he's buzzed.
I'd shoot him if I saw him, but that's besides the point.
Now, Secret Service is about to bust in the door now. Just
Obama, or this is what it says. It says that on Tuesday, Obama stopped in a local pub known as The Sink. In the photograph, Obama is grinning with his arm around Madeline Starkey, while the self-described pro-student points her finger at the president in seeming disbelief.
The problem I have with Obama right now is he's acting more like a reality star than he is a president. Like, he's going out, he's picking NCAA brackets. He's talking about sports all the time. Like, he's not doing.
Every
he's not
president
showing
picks brackets.
Yeah, but they're not television. I don't remember.
Yeah, they are.
I don't remember.
I saw
that.
George Bush's, and George Bush is stupid, and I saw his.
They were both.
And he's retarded.
He just seems like he's caring more about like sports and LSU.
I'm not disagreeing. I'm just
stuff,
saying
not
that.
Being president.
I don't disagree.
I'm just
I just know they picked. They televised a bunch of them.
I could see him going to like a sporting event or something like that. But this is a bar called The Sink.
Yeah.
In Colorado, like I understand you're the president, you need to make appearances, but
next question.
The one sport I thought he was good to go at was the one they did. Michigan State versus North Carolina on the aircraft carrier. I thought that was probably the only that seemed like he needed to be at
yeah.
something like that.
I don't think it was. There was a point to bringing a foreign dignitary to the first game of the NCAA tournament when it's fucking so
and
so versus
and nobody cares who the hell
Crappalachian
exactly.
State,
yeah.
And all of a sudden you're like, oh hey, Tony Blair, come on, let's go.
Well, that's my point with this.
It's in Dayton, Ohio. What the fuck's Ohio? That's probably what he said. He's like, what the fuck's Ohio?
Well, that's my point. Why is he in a bar
in Colorado?
In Colorado.
Here's my question. If you were president, would you not be in a bar in Colorado with hot bitches?
Was he there checking IDs or something
I'd
too?
Be in Vegas with hot bitches.
If you were Bill Clinton,
that's
yes. If you were Billy.
Hey, he's Obama, dude. He's bigger than Bill.
Rumors.
I bet he's afraid of his wife. I bet he's afraid of his wife, though, so I don't think he can get in trouble.
Yeah, I'd be afraid of her, too. You ever seen her?
Bill Clinton, I don't think, was really that afraid.
I'm just saying there's a better way to get your PR up than walking in a bar.
No, I agree.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, come on now, dude.
Honestly, it might hit some of those, like, college kids, whoever, that really don't know, they're really thinking a lot about it.
Now?
But
I think that's what they said.
Now, stupid college kids? Who are like, oh my God, Obama goes out and he parties. That's so awesome. They'll vote for him and they get a vote.
That's probably what it is.
Remember.
And that's just what it is. And I think that's the wrong way to do
it. A fourth of society right there. Fourth of America right there. All of a sudden you're kicking up into first gear.
They did say him and Mitt Romney were out trying to get the younger crowd out to come out and vote. And I guess this is what they think. Just go to a bar.
Just go on Facebook.
He did it last time where he went to college campuses and was like, yeah, college is awesome, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, bro, don't lie to me. You went to Dartmouth. Like, shit goes on in Dartmouth. Relax. I don't think he really went to Dartmouth, but if
he did.
Yeah,
I think he went to Harvard. But
I don't think he went to Harvard.
I'm pretty sure he did.
If he went to Harvard, that's even less goes on in Harvard. They have Roy in there.
No,
no less goes on.
Jeremy
Lin, that's the people
no,
that come from Harvard, all right?
That, what was it? Mason that went to South? Was it Mason? What was his name?
Yeah,
Mason?
The Mason dude who swam, who put for Victoria's Secret.
Gordon Mason. I don't know why we're talking about him right now.
No, because he got a scholarship to Harvard, and I remember when he came back from his first year, he said all they do is study and smoke weed.
And let's put this in perspective. You have a better chance of being the president when you go to Harvard than being a starter on any pro sports team ever in the history of the world, unless it's cricket.
Very true.
About rowing.
Yeah, well, rowing's not a professional sport.
Maybe
Olympic
squash.
Sport, yeah, cool.
No,
what the fuck is
Harvard
squash?
Rowing sucks because they still lose to Marietta and we're small.
Oh, okay, racquetball's fun.
All right, moving
I'm
on.
Pretty sure.
Next topic. Obama, check yourself before you wreck yourself, bro.
We've literally gotten every one of Sooner's topics.
North Korea threats. Didn't they threaten South Korea?
Okay,
who gives a fuck? South Korea.
No. This is what happened. They tried to do
a
nuclear missile launch. And they launched it, right? And it blew up within, 2 seconds.
North Koreans are attacking!
Okay, so, the next day...
Scary shit!
The next day, they interrupt their TV program, right? And they come out and say that they're going to waste their southern foes in, 3 minutes.
They said, we're going to attack South Korea and kill them in 3 minutes with missiles that can't go more than 2 miles. Yay. That's what they said. This is what they said.
And then...
That's what he said.
Wait, hold on. And now...
That's the English translation.
And now, apparently...
It was subtitled, zip it.
Well, hey, if North Korea wants to go to war, I believe a lot of other countries are going to go at them, and they're pretty small.
Get this. Now they had a failed missile launch. They threatened South Korea, saying they can destroy them in 3 minutes. And now they're saying that they have mobile weapons capable of striking the U.S.
Hey, Korea.
Why don't we just go over there and bomb the fuck out of
them?
It's not this simple.
I want you to look in history really quick. Get a history book and look at something. Germany. How'd it work for them?
Wouldn't NATO have to step in on that stuff? Because it is.
I don't know what NATO's going to do. How many people
they have? Is that why we went to Iraq and like didn't we have support from them because it was weapons of mass destruction?
We went to Iraq, not NATO.
But then we didn't go to Korea. Yeah, but I'm saying, but didn't we talk to them and then we was like, they have weapons of mass destruction, so we all got to move in. I don't think we had to file a patent
to be like, hey, NATO, can we go to Iraq?
But the thing is, we talked to them and it's like, they have weapons of mass destruction. Well, let's get more support onto it. And then, if that's what they're saying now, let's go in there.
Listen to this part real quick because you guys will laugh. It says that the vice marshal emphasized the importance on defending North Korea against the U.S., and it says that the weapons could defeat the U.S. at a single blow.
Okay.
So allegedly,
we have met a world peace. You can't touch us. You can't touch us.
So after a failed launch, a random threat to South Korea, they now think that they could blow us up in a second. I think somebody's been smoking way too much weed over there.
All I got to say is John Cena hand.
You can't see me.
You can't see me. Little do they know, we have force fields, and we have magic wizards.
Whatever
for them.
Whatever they're smoking, can I get some?
Wow. Yeah.
Seriously.
North Korea, we're just saying, it didn't work out for Germany. It's probably not going to work out for
you. They
got
a little kid as a leader. He's going to act and throw a tantrum thinking he's the big boss over there. But
bro,
I thought it was Kim Jong-il?
Hey, that worked. He's dead.
And his son took over.
The kid freaking out worked for the first, like, two-thirds of Indiana Jones and Temple of Doom. All right, so if you just leave that one-third out, you're fine.
Yes, but that was a movie.
No, it was not. That was real life.
Okay, Indiana Jones, moving on.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, well,
off topic.
Pick one of Searinger's topics, ready?
I think I only have one left in there. If not,
I swear to God we picked it. There's only 15 topics left.
Favorite Crayola crayon color. This is mine, by the way, and it's awesome. I'm so happy right now.
Macaroni and cheese.
Not even surprised. I want to see a show of hands. Who is surprised right now that Sal just said that? Nobody.
You know what's awesome.
I swear to God, Dave.
I really did get many Crayola crayons because we were poor, so I really don't care. Anything that I actually had was my favorite.
Dave's like, hey, my favorite color was red, all right? We had normal ones. No. We had the 64.
You know the
first thing is black.
When I went to school, the black and the white crayon.
That's all we got.
I went to school
and the rest of the colors
out. I didn't know there were colors until 10th grade.
I was too poor for crayons.
I went to school. I had like the Apex, maybe like a 16, if it was a 16 or 20, whatever that. I may have those. I go to school, and I see everybody next to me that have like 64 packs. I'm like, I'm not anywhere close to any.
I never had the 126 pack. I had like every color ever.
There's a couple kids in school that had one of those too.
I never had the 64 pack, but that doesn't mean when little Billy next to me wasn't looking, I didn't snag a crayon and be like, oh, look, it's Purple Mount Majesty. Awesome. And I started eating the back of it. That doesn't mean that it happened.
It smells like licorice. Right,
so we
got all those crayons in your room, huh?
It smells like licorice.
So we got Sal had macaroni and cheese.
Awesome.
Dave doesn't care.
Whatever I can get.
So what? Dave, whatever you can get.
Anything other than black and white for Dave.
I'm going to go with my favorite is periwinkle.
What is periwinkle?
Because I know nobody knows unless like
pink. I don't even.
I think
know
it's like either. I think it's like a purplish, bluish. I don't know. It just sounds funny. Google. I know when I was a kid,
Google.
All I remember is being a kid and seeing periwinkle.
He's googling
and just
as you speak.
Busting up laughing.
Thankfully, Google's around.
Well, while Dave's
screwed.
Googling, Brett.
Oh yeah, it's like violet.
I'm gonna be honest.
It's like purplish, purple blue.
Actually, it's a color in the blue family, as Wikipedia says.
Favorite colors, Purple Mountain Majesty, forest green. Just because Purple Mountain Majesty is awesome. Okay, listen to that name, Purple Mountain Majesty.
Sounds like marijuana.
Purple Mountain Majesty.
PMM.
Sounds like some pot.
PMM.
You want? What was it?
Purple Mountain Majesty.
What did you say? I can't even remember.
Purple Mountain Majesty.
Purple Mountain Majesty. That one.
What'd I say?
Yes. See that 5 pounds fast, Dave?
I'm not going to lie, I'm so fucking hyper for this episode, and I cannot figure out why. I think it's because of drafts tomorrow. I'm trying to get all my excitement out now. So when I punch Dave's TV tomorrow, I'm, like, ready for it.
I'll give you our,
I have the money on spot. I have the money on spot.
I'm going to give you Kevin's bad call brick that you just throw at the TV because it's all foam.
I have for Ryan Tannehill.
I have the money. I'm like, I'll get Dave's mom. I'm like, here you go. I don't even care. Just take the money. I don't even care.
Next one.
All right. Opinions on this. The Rock. Can you smell? The Rock is cooking. Comes back to wrestling. Opinions. I just can't wait to hear what Sal says. I think
I'm more bullshit. He beat John Cena. That's all I'm
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, awesome, awesome. Hey Jacob, if you're listening, suck it.
That's what the script said.
Suck it. That's not true. Wrestling's not fake. You take that back.
A man with George should never lose.
You take that back, Dave. You just ruined wrestling for millions of kids' lives.
Yeah, dude, I used to think it was, like, real until I was, like, 16.
So did I, but then I
thought it was
know.
Real until 5 minutes ago when Dave just said that.
And then I discovered MMA, I'm like, oh, so those are real fighters right there.
I thought it was real until I tried to kick somebody in fifth grade, and when I missed, he didn't fall back still.
I just kicked you in the chest, come on.
I just kicked you in the chest without actually hitting you. Why are you not falling? You didn't hit me. Oh, I get it. I get wrestling now. No, but Jacob, if you're listening, wrestling's real. Just go with it. Alex, don't lie to him. Homo.
Dave, what's your take?
I mean, it's cool. I loved him as a kid, dude. I loved him. The best time in wrestling was when they had DX and the Corporation and Rock and the Austin and all that stuff. Back
NWO.
In the day, that was yeah. how it went. That was WCW back in the day. That was
NWO.
Prime time.
Mm-hmm. That was a really good one. I think. They made a video game on that one, too. WCW versus NWO.
Yeah.
Because it was awesome.
I agree. I love Sting.
But see, back then, I was more into WWE than WCW back then, though. Even though, WCW had a few good guys, but WWE had a
wasn't that what came, like, WCW was, like, before WWE, wasn't it? Didn't they change the name? I'm pretty sure they changed the name, it became WWE, and that was like...
Well, it was WWF.
It was also like a new era.
It was WWF before that. But.
All I gotta say about
the Rock...
Now we're going off of that. Which NWO did you like better, the Wolfpack or the other one?
The Wolfpack. Because
Wolfpack,
I had Wolf in
definitely.
The name. Hell yeah. I already liked it better because it had Wolf in the name.
Wolfpack.
Woo!
All I got to say with awesome. The Rock is, yes, I liked watching him, but this only shows that Disney's done using his piece.
I don't know who you're hating on, whether it was The Rock or Disney, but don't do either one again. Don't do either one again.
So somebody didn't give him enough money. It was either Disney.
I will people elbows you in the face.
No, you won't. Hey.
Okay, a few more
times. Sal, while you're up.
I'll be back for some capacity.
The Rock is awesome.
When he's done putting fairy wings on his back, he's going back to wrestling until they give him a new bit.
Lock it up. I'll mute you.
You took away my internet.
Oh, no, I didn't put the exact same thing in here. But if life was a video game, what game would it be? I put something similar. Sal, you want to go on?
I'm guessing you put The Sims, but...
No, this was Dave's.
Oh. Well, I'm saying, I'm guessing your answer would be The Sims.
Nope. No, it would not.
Debatable, highly.
I think I actually put a different one in there, too, though. I might have put the same one. One was life, and the one was a movie, though.
Assassin's Creed.
Oh, you did the movie one? I did the movie one. I did the movie one, too. I didn't know if you remembered or not.
Assassin's Creed,
really? Dude, but you'd be like the pedestrian that we accidentally kill in the game. Like, by accident, like, we shoot the gun and we miss, we're like, ah, shit, sorry. And then it says at the bottom, Ezio did not kill civilians.
He's the outpost captains who always run when he hears assassins around, because he's afraid of them.
Assassino, assassino, and the dude starts running away. I was like, where did his little ticker just go? He just disappeared. Hunt Sal's ticker
the same guy for 2 hours?
Yeah. You're like, well, I've been in this area 50 times, you can't be hiding that long. Synergy, you want to take it? Because I'm still thinking.
Wait, I just threw that out there for shits and giggles.
So if your life was a video game?
Yes. What video game would it be?
Super Mario.
Oh, dude, that was up there on mine. That was up there on mine. Easily up there on mine.
Super Mario, because that means I get to say the princess all the time.
That means she can't stay not being, like, kidnapped and stuff like that. It's like, hey, you want to just chill at home and watch TV? She's like, oh, I'm being kidnapped. What the hell, man?
Ocarina
it's more relaxed today.
But then again, they could get annoying. Dumb bitch, stop getting captured.
Okay, so
fuck,
are we talking
done.
Like, do in our life, do we have to play out the storyline, or is our life just where it is?
Whatever, I guess.
All right, okay, hold on. Now I got to think. Now
I
really
put this
think.
In a while
well,
ago.
While you're thinking still, you know how we talked about the relationship problem?
God of War would be pretty awesome. God of War.
Well,
or Grand Theft Auto. Or Grand Theft Auto with
that
the sheep where I can just
off.
Take all the door
Grand
to the
Grand
Theft Auto
would be badass.
That would piss me off from like 400 feet away.
City,
and I'd be like,
take
hey,
over.
Guess what?
Driving around.
Rocket launcher to the face.
Or Saints Row. Saints Row, go to cool like that.
Same different, same game.
No, Grand Theft Auto would be
no, I figured out our problem with the relationship issue. If my life was Super Mario, it is a girl's problem because dumb bitch always keeps getting captured.
That is true. Like, and that's true.
That's situational right there.
The only problem I have with Mario is in real life, Bowser's way bigger than you. Like, Bowser's not, like, he's not your size. Like,
no,
like
this
the
is
Koopa.
What I, this
no,
is
he's
what
way
I
bigger.
But wait, wait. You're a plumber. You can do whatever you want.
But we have magic flutes,
no,
so it's okay.
No, this is what I'm going to say. If Peach, if the dumb
so
bitch
okay.
Peach keeps getting captured, fuck it, I'm going to go Daisy. Fuck you, Luigi.
Ocarina of Time, Zelda.
Ocarina of Time.
Not bad. Just because whenever I get bored, I'll be like, Lula, Lula, Lula. Oh, Fire Song with the Fire Temple.
What about in Mortal Kombat? What about that? That'd be crazy.
Dude, okay.
I don't
want
to die, though.
Yeah, that's the thing. And, like, you know?
What?
You know?
You'll be dying, they'll come back, and you'll be picked
here's
up by somebody
problem.
Else.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem. You know it takes you at least, like, 8 tries to beat Goro. What if you run out of good character? Like, what if you can't come back 8 times?
Hey, get
not
over
a
here.
Cat.
Get over here.
You can't do that to Goro. You know why? Because he punches the little thing in the face.
I'll just sub-zero. Freeze him every time.
You'll freeze him, and then he unfreezes him.
Can I be Qbert and jump on Square's? Hey, can I be Qbert and jump on Square's old time?
Yeah, you can be Qbert.
You might want to just jump off of that.
Like,
I'm
it's like Stewie. It's like Stewie from Family Guy. Now I know why the electric bill's so high.
If it was like, I would even take Diddy Kong Racing just so I could fly around and drive a hovercraft all the time.
That would be
never
fun.
Even have to do anything important. Just fly around and drive a hovercraft.
What about Mario Kart? What about Mario Kart?
I thought about Mario Kart. Too much stuff flying at me. Dude, think about it, man. Think about it. You ever?
I'll just be James.
You ever
Mario Party?
Oh, yeah, that'd be
Mario
good. So I have to jump and hit my head on dice every day. Yeah. I'd have a concussion after, like, a day. I'd be in the NFL locker room. You can't go back out and play. No.
Bowser's Castle again.
Yeah.
Job at best can't even play.
I can see Brett doing, like, a Just Dance video game.
That'd be awesome. You could dance around all the time.
Yes, I had Sal do that one time, and he lost
a
to
cool,
a very, very, very drunk girl.
A cool environment to do.
Keyword
be,
girl still.
And you lost to her.
You lost to a girl. I understand your point. A cool environment
it was
to live in.
A dancing competition.
And you
was
still
it
lost
a smart
girl.
Competition?
Yeah, but
it wasn't.
She was hammered and you lost.
Sal's white. And he doesn't have
you were pretty much sober.
She was white too. And a cool environment to live in.
Sober compared to
Bioshock.
Her, yeah.
Bioshock would be cool. Rapture would be a cool environment to live in.
Ooh.
Before all the crazy stuff, it would be cool to live in.
Before the crazy stuff, definitely. After it, you'd just be scared
nah,
as fuck.
No. Unless I can barricade myself somewhere, no.
All right. What's the next one, Brett?
I'm going to do 2 more topics and we're done.
2 more.
2 more.
Oh, man, I wonder if we'll get my 5th one.
Favorite movie of all time.
Damn it.
Was this the only one you put in?
Is that what I put in?
No, way too nice of your handwriting. That's
not
nice.
Not me.
You could read it, so I doubt I wrote it. Not even close to
Godfather. I didn't have to bring out a scroll to decipher it, so you probably didn't
very
read
true.
It.
Very true, yeah. The Godfather's the best movie ever created. Not even close.
Of
no
course.
Debate.
Don't agree.
No debate.
I usually get to that part where they're all sitting around a table talking a different language, and then I just turn it off. Yeah, they're talking Italian, the language of subtlety and what was it? Subtlety and something else. It's like, well, I didn't care for it.
I just threw up in my mouth a little bit to the Family Guy reference. I couldn't even swallow the beer. Is it Dave?
Stupid.
It is hard to choose one favorite movie because it all
well, it's
depends.
Not. You just pick the best movie ever, and then it's not that hard.
It's not Godfather.
Not
it's Godfather is not even
Godfather.
Anywhere close to it.
Yes, it is.
No. I don't know, man.
Not true. It'd be cool to live in Pirates of the Caribbean. Like that was like.
Is that how we're relating this? I thought we just said what's our.
Why
favorite
did I say
movie
living
ever?
There? Why did I do that? I think I put that topic in. That's why I got off track.
If anybody else got their favorite,
that's,
I can't think of
third right Indiana Jones is up there for me. It's up there.
I don't know. It'd have to be like either like the girl.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
That's what I wanted to say. Couldn't remember.
I don't know. It could be one of the American Pies because there's a lot of boobs in that.
So we know how Caesar's best movie of all time is whatever movie has the most boobs in it.
Come on now, we're guys.
Not going to lie, one of my favorite movies of all time, though, like dead serious, top five, Beer Fest.
Ooh.
Beer Fest is great.
I'd probably die.
I'd say top five. Another one that's up there, the first Matrix. When the first Matrix
yeah,
came out.
Yeah, I'd say, because I didn't like three, but I really like two, though. Two and one were comparable for me. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. They were comparable for me, I have to be honest.
I got to go old school. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, old school.
I would say if I was going wow. on, I'd say going on good, I'd say Shawshank Redemption.
That was an awesome movie.
I would say that's really up there. That was an awesome movie.
You ever
movie.
Been there?
No.
I've been there. Creepy.
It's, I want to go.
I walked in. It was a haunted house. I walked in the room with the cells, and it was creepy.
Did
and
they
general.
Lock you in?
No. I would have cried. Oh, yeah, I would have cried and then goes. Poopied and pee-peed in my pants. I'll be completely honest. Like, I could not have. I couldn't. There was like a stairway you have to go across, and it looks like, I swear, it looks like they painted a piece of plywood and put it down across this, like, barrier that you have to go across, and the other room is pitch black. I was, like, in the front of our group, and I'm like, nope, not doing it. Can't make me. I'm going to stand here, and then you're all stuck. Can't make me. That was really cool. Next Halloween, we should do that. I did that. It was really cool.
A few more months.
That was a good one. That was a good one. It's, Third Indiana Jones, when they walk in the Chalk Factory. Dot, dot, dot. Anything else? Anybody? Anybody? You know what's really funny? Like, I wouldn't put Avatar or any of the Harry Potters up there. I wouldn't put any Star Wars up there. I wouldn't put
those
Titanic
just more
up
just
there at all.
Most anticipated, well, and everybody had to see
they sold
him.
The most money.
They were
that
good.
Means best
well,
movie
because
of
everybody
all time.
Had to see, you know, see it well, in theaters. And stuff.
I got two for you. One I don't know if you guys would
Pulp
agree
Fiction
with.
Pulp Fiction was a good one.
Pulp yeah. Fiction was good. I don't know if you agree with this because it's more of like a drama type of deal, but Pay It Forward. Have you ever seen that
I've
one?
I've seen parts of it.
I've seen parts of it.
That was a good one. And A Christmas Story, because it bombed in theaters, and then now it's the biggest fucking thing. On Christmas.
Anybody? What was it? They play it on Christmas.
It's 24 hours.
24 hours every
24 hours of
yeah,
Christmas
Day.
Christmas yeah, Day.
Christmas Day.
But that thing bombed. Bombed in theaters, lasted like a week, and now it's like the biggest holiday.
Yeah,
day.
Now everybody can't wait for it to come back on because it's.
So I would say that's up there just on the sheer fact of that. And that and the leg lamp is hilarious.
Another one, I have to be honest. I'm going to be honest. Hunger Games.
No,
shut
that's
up.
Not even up.
Oh,
not say that.
That might be number 6 or 7.
I think we need to move on after that terrible answer.
Mm-hmm. Second.
Dave's a stupid face. Why would I say you're dumb fuck? Like, why? I swear to me the entire time, and I wouldn't just say that.
Because you're turning over a new leaf. Oh, we didn't get mine.
Last one, Meadow World Peace Suspension.
We already talked about that. You should pick a new one.
Okay, next one. Yeah. No one cares. Yay for True. You. You didn't punch some fan in the face, so I don't care.
I'm waiting for my last topic to show up so I get all five.
He did that back in Detroit instead.
Come on, big money, no whammies.
What video game would you like to see turned into a movie?
That was the one I put in.
Yeah. That was mine, but we both put it in, so. I could think of a lot.
I know
of
they're coming, trying to do the Assassin's Creed one, which I think would be hard, but which would be nice
be
if they
awesome,
do it right.
Though.
If they do it right, it'd be great.
Imagine live action, non CGI dude running across roofs and jumping on pots and swinging around. That'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm. I would really think cool. A Metal Gear Solid movie could be pretty crazy.
BioShock.
That's the one I've always wanted. That's the one I've always
BioShock
wanted.
BioShock would be really cool.
But Metal Gear Solid, I could see that. I think you'd have to have. A lot of things go right for Metal Gear Solid. Like, you'd have to have...
It'd be very... So I mean, a lot of games going to movies would be very difficult, but if you could do them right, it'd be pretty amazing.
Here's one that's actually really kind of interesting. Ocarina of Time. As a live-action movie.
That'd be tough. You'd have to cut a lot of parts out, because it would be way too long if you
it would,
do every part.
But would it not be awesome?
But...
I don't know.
That's
my
favorite game ever, but
I think because
be awesome. Final Fantasy VII, I think, would be amazing. You have to cut a lot out, but think about it. Think about how much time you waste in that game.
But I think cutting out the parts takes away from the game, because it depends on what parts they cut out. They could screw that up and then ruin the movie.
True.
That's why
they
it's
could do
really
that with
hard
anything.
For that.
I think in a movie, like, it's a lot easier to, like, from a game to a movie. You could translate it, and you could just do, like, a flashback and show how somebody, like... Let's say when you're a kid, you want to just show like
the kid
just
could be a flashback,
yeah,
which would simplify the entire
or something.
Thing.
Or if you didn't want to show the adult part, you could just show him like beating the bosses in each temple,
yeah,
or something. You know what I mean? Not going into each detail.
I really always have wanted BioShock since the first time I played it. I've wanted to be a movie. The problem is
you could make BioShock.
You'd have to throw in like the features of when they made Doom a movie, and you had The Rock like first person like cameras, and that would kind of be like really trippy. But you could not do that and make it really cool.
What if you did like that movie, that not Godzilla movie, but with all the buildings fell and they had the camera where it shook and shit? What if you did like that?
Cloverleaf.
Yeah.
Cloverfield.
What if you did it like that?
It'd be really
like a first
cool.
First person, and you'd have like shit popping out of everywhere.
I think that'd be really cool, but I don't think the problem with Cloverfield was that.
Yeah.
That's what people didn't like about it. But I think that would be a cool way to do it.
You can
because
make it first person, you just make it about that one
guy,
and that's it.
Mike, you got anything else? Any other games you want to see?
No, I agree with a lot. It's just hard to name one because a lot of them that you would want to see, you have
Mario
to cut
Kart?
Stuff out.
What about Command and Conquer? You know, old school Command and Conquer or Warcraft?
Here's why I don't like that is because they're already doing that with Battleship, and it's a game that's in general really broad and really hard to do.
It looks
so they
like,
changed the story of it.
Well, Battleship looks like Transformers.
Like Command and Conquer, Yuri's Revenge, that was kind of like a straightforward kind of thing.
My problem with those is I'm afraid that they're going to go off track with the story like they did with Battleship.
Well, look, they did that
one. I think World of Warcraft, or not World of Warcraft, but the Warcraft before that, I think you could do something pretty good.
But see, they tried it, like they did the Super Mario Bros. Movie, they did the Mortal Kombat movie. You know, like,
well, those were
they did
Mortal
the
Kombat.
I didn't mind
movies.
Mortal Kombat that
Mortal
bad.
Kombat was a very general game, but here's the problem. Here's the problem with Mortal Kombat. You have to pick a main guy, and normally you don't have a main guy.
Yeah.
Street Fighter 2, when they did
Street Fighter.
I didn't like that on Mortal Kombat.
I think it's that bad.
I guess it depends on the game. Okay, I mean, they said they were going to come out with a Halo movie, 2 years ago, and they still haven't done it yet?
Yeah, they've said
I mean, I think it honestly depends on the game, because depending on the game is going to determine how much you cut out.
Another
and,
one.
You know, that's going to determine the quality of the movie.
Which could easily happen, and could easily be one of, the best movies of all time, God of War.
The thing that's going to be really hard when you do them is just the fact that...
That's kind of like...
You got to put a lot of stuff into it.
If you did that like an Avatar kind of movie...
Yeah,
if you did it, I could see it being there.
You have to put a lot in any video game.
But I'm saying, you'd think it maybe go 2.5 hours to 3. You know, like you'd put it like so long. Like
God of War would be
so
a trilogy.
Long.
Well, just like I said, you wouldn't do Assassin's Creed in one movie.
You would do it like the Resident Evils. The Resident Evils broke it up. You know, broke the storyline up. Like there's a fourth one, and then the fifth one's supposed to be coming out this fall.
Is that like the only successful video game to movie kind of thing?
Yeah, but it's because they completely changed it. They made a new storyline. They kept the basics in place and they made a new storyline.
No, they added a storyline.
It's the same thing.
Built
they made
upon
a new storyline.
So they made the movie was a success and they built upon it.
That's like saying we're gonna take Mario, but we're gonna make Mario have to beat different bosses to go get the princess again.
No, because
that's what it was.
When you beat Resident Evil in the game, you technically the zombies they're not the undead isn't gone forever.
Yeah.
So you know it's still an open end video game.
They just took the concept and made it where it was movie series.
They extended it. So that's what you do with any video game where the video game extends the plot.
I think we're more or less talking like a video game where it would be like almost like the video game.
Are you talking
game.
About
a
one
movie,
and done?
A movie that was like the video game.
So you're talking about
no,
one and done.
No, because you would do like 3 God of War movies.
For 3
One Bioshock movie because 2 kind of sucked. And you could do one for the
so
new
you do,
one.
So you do 3 God of War movies for 3 games.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what they're doing with the Resident Evil.
No, Resident Evil, they made a new storyline. That's
no.
completely different. Yes, they did. They kept the basics intact. There are zombies, there are this, there are that. They added a chick, and all of a sudden it was a completely new storyline. That's exactly what they did. That's why I think it'd be... You'd have to keep a storyline around. Because think about it. It could get people who... They tried it with the Final Fantasy movie. You know what made it bomb? They made it a different story.
It had nothing to do with
If you would have made it 7, 8, 9,
or
10...
One. Just pick one of them. It didn't matter which one you had picked.
Any of them, and it would have been better than the one they made.
Somebody could follow, and they could understand what they're doing, yeah.
Because imagine the cult...
I never even watched it. It had such bad ratings.
Yeah,
and
I never watched it.
I think I saw like a trailer.
Imagine the
it.
Cult following behind making 8 a movie. Mm-hmm. And adding in cards. And adding in stuff like that. Imagine the people that would watch that. This movie would be like bigger than Hunger Games and bigger than all these things. Because so many people have played these games.
Again, it goes back
and
to... It depends on the game.
Huh?
Worldwide, too.
Yeah.
It depends on the game and the situation on how they handle it.
I think you'd have to keep the storyline of the game. Don't switch it.
But, again, it comes to the game and what they can cut out and all that stuff. That's what it comes down to. I mean, we'll never... I mean, until it happens, when it happens to another one, that's when we'll find out.
Because I'll be honest, dude. Arkham City would have made a way better movie than any current Batman, and they were good Batmans. Arkham City would have been way better because you have every villain in it.
It's just really hard
True.
To make a movie, I think, with that many villains. We'll see when they come out with this third Batman coming
it's
out.
It's just hard to pay that many people. That's what it is. Yeah, it's about the paycheck.
They pay people for everything.
And still paying Batman and Robin or whoever else is going to be your, you know.
Correct.
Robin sucks. He should never be in anything. Robin blows. Dickbag. He's a piece of shit.
One of other Brett's pressure points, like balanced and Eli Manning.
I hate you, Robin. Robin, you're exactly like Eli Manning.
You know, I saw Sam Adams commercial today. Totally off topic, obviously.
And of course they say balanced.
It was the number two ingredient in a good beer.
Balanced.
Balanced.
No, you know what the dude says? You ever see the one with the dude who has like shaved head and he has like a beard?
Yeah.
And he's like, what's a really balanced beer? No shit, bro. We know that. We get it. What else is there? What's it taste like? Balanced. It's not a fucking flavor.
This is the most riled up he's been all show.
Fuck.
Just noting.
Oh, my God, we're done. Okay, well, I'm done. I'm fucking done. Probably throw the mic. Okay. All right, so that's it for today. We're gonna come back to you on Sunday with a post-draft special. We'll have a lot going on for that. Probably look for a little, maybe same amount of time.
You know, like, wrap up how everybody did, you know, grades, winners, losers, all that stuff. Just everybody's feeling and opinions about it.
Should be a blast. Can't wait.
So it'll be fun, and we'll see you all then. Sandra, it was nice to have you. Hopefully, we'll have you again sometime.
Hopefully.
Maybe we'll figure out how to do phones. We'll figure it out. I don't fucking know.
Phones?
Figure it out. Okay.
Phone.
But I want to thank everybody for listening. And like we said, like we usually say, we're still doing the hero and villains thing. But nobody posed back for you, dicks. Assholes.
That's a way to get them to call them dicks. Yeah. That's a way to get them to do it.
Email us at willitbefishbowl@gmail.com. Facebook, it will be Fishbowl. WFishbowl on Twitter. Something.
No,
I don't care what you do. Just something. Anything. I don't care what it is. Anything. If you have to call me personally and be like, Brett, do this. Okay, fine. Anything. Topics. Heroes, villains. I don't care. Something. Jesus Christ.
Avengers a week from Friday.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about, that'll be two shows. Is it a week from this Friday?
It's a week from this
we'll
Friday.
We'll have to do a show.
Thursday midnight.
How are we going to do this? Out. We can't do the show next week. Not
we could do before, then
go to the midnight show. Do a before and after.
What if we do just do one Friday?
We'll
figure one out. We'll
do anything. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. We'll get back to you guys. But thank you all for listening. Have some fun. Get back to you. Remember, Facebook, Twitter, Gmail. Okay. Thank you all for listening. We'll talk to you all later. Bye.